Well, next hour, we're talking monsters and creatures, but this hour, we'll take your phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Also, if you can't get in to chat with him, here's the phone number to call for assistance that they've set up, 1-855-949-7234. Phone lines are jammed. Tom is taking your tweets and your texts, and we'll be back with more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com, our sponsors and our partners as well. And I couldn't think of a better person to partner up with, Joel, on helping people with what you do and what you've been doing all your life.
Well, you're very kind, George. Appreciate that.
You should be given an award for some of the things you do. I guess you have been given awards.
I have been given awards by the United Nations and by the big university groups of chemistry departments and so forth. Very proud of those things.
Are you doing anything supplement-wise for animals, too?
Oh, yes, we do have a whole line for tails only, it's called. And we have a general supplement for dogs and cats and parrots and hamsters. It's called Arthrodex.
Hamsters?
Sure.
I used to raise hamsters as a kid. I used to breed them.
Critters. And, you know, you give them a scoop per 25 pounds of body weight of this multiple, and they get the omega-3s, and they get all 90 essential nutrients. And, of course, we have specialty supplements for if they have diabetes or arthritis or congestive heart failure, all that kind of stuff.
I was a junior boy scientist, so I loved chemistry. I loved rocketry. I loved little animals. I did it all. So I decided my next project, Doc, was going to be to breed hamsters. And I learned how to do it. You had to do it in a special way, putting the male and female together. If you didn't do it at the right way, you know, she'd attack him. And so I did it. And I predicted the birth of the hamsters, the baby hamsters, exactly to the day. And it was amazing. And then I built this cage for them and for the little babies. What I forgot, though, is I used chicken wire and the holes to the cage were bigger than the hamsters, the little babies. And so when they started crawling around, they would fall out of the cage because, you know, the screen was too big. Mm-hmm. And my dad, and I used to keep the cage down in the basement. My dad used to go downstairs in the basement in our place in Dearborn Heights in Michigan. And he would, that's where he would shave. And one morning I hear him screaming at me. I'm about 16 years old. Screaming at me from downstairs, get down here. One of the little hamsters, which was about an inch long, had wiggled out of the cage, and he stepped on it, and it got stuck to his foot.
Oh,
and I went, oh, God. And, I mean, he just went nuts. But that was my scientific project. I realized that you got to build screens that are small, not big. Let's go back to the phones. Allison in North Hollywood, California. You're on with Doc Wallach, Allison. Go ahead.
Yes, great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good. I've been wanting to ask you a question, Dr. Wallach, about tooth abscess. Earlier this year, I had a bad tooth abscess after getting work done, a cavity refilled about a year ago. And so I was just wondering, I did not want to get a root canal because I did research on it and saw that endodontists admit to each other, but not to the public, that root canals really don't work and there's a lot of infection going on. So I just wanted to ask you, since you probably deal with tooth issues among family mm-hmm. and patients,
sure.
What you suggest?
Well, first of all, how much do you weigh?
About 115.
Okay, and how old are you?
And I am 57 years old.
Okay. Do you have any signs of arthritis or osteoporosis, you know, knees that pop and crack or your neck grind when you turn it from the right and left?
Nope.
Okay. No swollen joints, no painful joints. Have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old?
No, I don't feel I have, but my hands sometimes... you know, I'll feel like that inflammation that could be leading toward arthritis. But I kind of follow a diet similar to what you speak about in recent years.
Okay. Well, just getting on an anti-inflammatory diet can certainly delay the onset of restrictive arthritis where it affects range of motion, that kind of stuff. But our bones require all 90 essential nutrients to function properly.
Yes.
And with today's, what do you work outside the home?
And I do. Yes, I work in different health food stores because I work in nutrition, actually.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is most people don't get enough sun. They don't work in the gardens anymore like we used to when we were kids and weed the gardens. They don't spend any time out in the sun. And most of the work people do are on computers and devices of all kinds inside or in the shade and sitting in a chair so you can see the screen without glare. And so they don't get enough nutrients. They don't get enough vitamin D. They don't get enough minerals because our foods do not have minerals in them anymore. In fact, the FDA just came out with a 100-year study. It was the USDA and the FDA, and the USDA and the FDA said that 85% of the minerals have been lost in our soils over the past 100 years, 85%, and 95% of all Americans are seriously minerally deficient. And so it's not unusual to get osteoporosis or periodontal disease, which is osteoporosis of the face and jaw, and then food and bacterial contamination get down in between the gums and the root of the tooth, which can cause things like gingivitis, pyorrhea, which is worse, where you get really serious, serious infections between the gums and the tooth. It's not unusual to get an abscess around the roots of the teeth, especially when they've removed an old filling or a filling fell out and has been contaminated. Then they'll drill it out a little more and then put an acrylic filling or metallic filling in, and you get an abscess in the root of the tooth. And yeah. So one of the things you need to do is, if they do have an abscess, it doesn't hurt to get antibiotics. But also I like to make sure we rebuild the bones of the face and the jaw and the whole body. And again, medical doctors tend to forget that. They always want you to think that you only get osteoporosis and arthritis in your knees and your long bones, your pelvis and your vertebrae and your ribs, but they never talk about osteoporosis in your face, which is periodontal disease.
Uh-huh.
And so at 115 pounds, again, I get rid of all the bad stuff out of your diet, no fried foods, no processed meats, like pastrami and pepperoni and sandwich meats and deli slices and so on. Mm-hmm. And then no oils. We got to get rid of the inflammation. No oils. It means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, managed salad dressing, cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, brown rye, and oats. And this is going to relieve the inflammation. And then for somebody your body weight, I'd like to suggest the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is our strongest pack for supplementing nutrients when somebody has osteoporosis. And so I would throw in just one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, get two bottles of what we call glucogel, and take 15 of those a day, and take a half a dose of everything in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack twice a day, half a dose twice a day, but 15 glucogel a day. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of bone, including in your face and your jaw, and cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes the ligaments that hold the root of the tooth to the bone socket that holds the tooth. There's actually a little ligament that holds the tooth in place. All these things require nutrition. And these things are no longer in our food, and so you must supplement them. Otherwise, we get these chronic weird diseases. And then if you have a gluten intolerance, you cannot efficiently absorb the nutrients. And so people say, well, I've been taking the nutrients for 3 months, and I'm not seeing benefit. And they got these big rosy clown cheeks, so they know they have gluten intolerance. They have dry skin on the back of their arms or in their thighs called keratosis. And these are all caused by vitamin deficiencies, particularly vitamin A, which tells you they're not absorbing big molecules like vitamin A and beta carotene. And your bones require vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D. And we do have a vitamin D3, and I'd suggest you take our vitamin D3 we have in capsules. I take two of those capsules twice a day. That gives me 10,000 international units a day. There are 2,500 units per capsule. We do have a spray. Get the same dose by spraying one spritz in your mouth twice a day, or two spritzes twice a day. That'll get you 10,000 international units of vitamin D3. And even if you take vitamin D2, you still have to be out in the sun to activate it.
Yes, you do. That's right.
Yep.
And Tom, of course, has a tweet or text back there. We're high technology these days, Tommy.
Hey, Doc, this is a text from Terry in Baltimore. She says, hi, Doc. Can you explain what causes neuropathy in people's feet and if it's curable and what to do about it?
Okay.
I know a lot of people lately that have this syndrome, Doc. What is it?
Yeah, it is curable. Neuropathy is caused in the feet, burning, numbness, tingling, down the hips, inside the thighs, you know, in the inguinal area, where people get hernias and things like that, that get tingling and numbness in those areas, burning and pain in the feet. And if you lay down at night, you get creepy crawlies in your legs. It's called restless leg syndrome. This is all caused by degenerative disc disease in the back, particularly in the lumbar area where the sciatic nerves originate from. The spinal nerves called sciatic nerves in the lumbar area. And they arise and originate between the vertebrae, and they're called sciatic nerves, and so these are spinal nerves. And they get squeezed because as you have degenerative disc disease, the vertebrae get closer together because the discs are getting thinner, and they smash the roots of those nerves. And that's why position, like laying down, will cause it to be worse. And you get slightly different symptoms, like creepy crawlies on your legs, and your legs jerk around. That's why they call it restless leg syndrome. And so she didn't give her weight, did she, Tom?
No.
No, okay. So I'll do it per 100 pounds of body weight. It'd be one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you weigh 150 pounds, they go two healthy bone and joint packs. And that will allow you to have 15 glucogel a day and a full dose of everything else twice a day. 15 glucogel, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And this will support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes, disc between the vertebrae. Support their maintenance repair. Your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres in your disc want to repair, but they are not autonomous. The medical system wants you to believe they're autonomous. They're going to do what they're going to do regardless of their good genes. That's not true. The genes are a blueprint. They require these raw materials to function properly and make the repairs and maintain the tissue. In this case, the lumbar vertebrae, the disc in between them, the sciatic nerves, and it's totally 100% reversible. If you want some temporary relief, it might take a couple of weeks just to see relief if you just take the supplements. We do have a topical cream, CM cream, that comes with the healthy bone and joint pack. So you should get, with two healthy bone and joint packs, you'll get, you know, or one per 100 pounds of body weight, you're going to get one jar of the CM cream. And I like to put five or six drops of our trauma oil from our ancient legacy aromatherapy oil division. It's a blend of oils that relieve inflammation and pain. And I like to mix five drops of that with, say, a teaspoon of the CM cream. And apply that not to the feet where you have burning and numbness. You won't get any benefit. You got to do it up in the lumbar area, okay, where the sciatic nerves arise, and put it right down the middle and maybe an inch on either side. So it might go two or three teaspoons twice a day. And it's going to relieve the pain and inflammation there, which then will relieve the pain and inflammation downstream.
Okay, thank you, Doc, for that. Robert in the Bronx, you're up with us. Hey, Robert, thanks for holding.
Hey, George. Great show as usual. Thank you, Dr. Wallach, for being on. I got a question. I have a family member. She's 63, she's about 177 pounds. She's been diabetic pretty much her whole life, type 2 diabetes. About 6 years ago, started insulin. And maybe about 3 years ago, she developed congestive heart failure, had a double bypass, and is getting kidney disease at this point. She's moved from stage 2 to stage 3. She's currently been in the hospital for like the last 2 months and has gotten discharged twice, only to return like 5 or 6 hours later because fluid was accumulating again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question is, she's got early kidney disease. She's had a history of congestive heart failure. These are all nutritional deficiency diseases, okay? And so I would suggest that she's got to get rid of the inflammatory stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the gluten. Because gluten, in addition to being inflammatory, causes enough injury to the lining of the small intestines, so your efficiency of absorption of nutrients goes way down. So when people get 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of these diseases, it's not unusual when they're in their 50s and 60s to have this. They have a gluten intolerance, so she must be drop-dead gluten-free, everybody in the household, including the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish. And I apologize. Did you say you said she weighed 177 pounds?
That's where they target her. You know, she'll put on 10 pounds of fluid here and there, you know, whenever with these hospital stays.
Okay.
But they always bring
what I would do, in addition to getting rid of all the bad inflammatory stuff out of her diet, including the gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and the cooking oils and salad dressings and margarines and the processed meats and the fried foods, all that's got to go. And then I would give her two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, okay, and have her take a full dose of everything in those packs twice a day. And I'll tell you what all this is going to do in a second. And then, in particular, for the diabetes, I would add two bottles a month of what we call Sweeties, and they're designed to support and promote healthy blood sugar levels. They will support and promote healthy metabolism of sugar and carbohydrates.
That stuff works too, by the way, Doc. Mm-hmm. I take
like
it.
A charm.
It's
like
amazing.
A charm. Because, again, George, type 2 diabetes is a deficiency of a single mineral. Okay, and so when you apply that, that's part of the Sweeties, okay? And that single mineral's in there. And it actually communicates, it helps the insulin that the person is making. Because when you have type 2 diabetes, you're making tons of insulin. That's not a problem. It's not an insulin deficiency. Your pancreas is working perfect.
You can still have an occasional candy bar with that once in a while, can't you?
Well, I would say I'd wait a month or two and get your blood sugar down into the normal range.
Really? Even just one?
Well,
come on, Doc.
Well, then you're going to have three of the Sweeties three times a day the next morning, right?
Because
you'll spike your blood sugar.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So then for the early stage kidney failure, we've done this with people who have not urinated in 10 years, George. Literally,
Whoa. They haven't gone to the bathroom in 10 years?
They haven't peed in 10 years, and that's why they're on dialysis 6 days a week to make up the difference. And they've been on dialysis for 25 years, haven't peed in 10. And so this is what this lady needs. She would add to the two Healthy Brain and Heart packs. Okay. I would also add what we call, again, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I would throw in the Ultimate Cardio Sticks, two a day. That's one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's two boxes a month. They come in boxes of 30. And then two of the Ultimate Niacin Plus, time release, and also non-flush, two at breakfast, two at dinner time. All these things are going to support healthy blood pressure levels. They're going to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And this is what causes people to get on dialysis. When you have kidney failure, it's almost never due to kidney disease. It's always due to obstructive arteries in the small arteries bringing the dirty blood into the filtering units. And so you need to encourage the blood flow through these obstructed arteries, and that's where the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets work, and the Ultimate Cardio Sticks, and the Ultimate Niacin Plus. And it's a miracle that people were able to help get off of dialysis. And even at the stage, and I'm just pointing out, they can be really serious. They could, you know, like I say, haven't peed in 10 years, or on dialysis 6 days a week. And I always ask them, well, why didn't you been on dialysis for 25 years? How come your doctor didn't find you some kidneys? Do a kidney transplant. And they look at you with a dumb stare like a deer in the headlights. They say, you know, I never thought of that. And that's because the doctors make so much money in these dialysis labs. And dialysis labs are popping up all over the place because doctors make a lot of money.
Are those machines big?
Oh, yeah, the machines are big. But it's one of those things where one nurse can manage dozens of people on the dialysis machines. And so the money just flows in. The doctor never has to be there.
All right, stay with us, Doc. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take final phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to the website, spend some time on it. It's not something you can just pop on and pop off. There's a lot of information out there that you can learn to help yourself, articles and videos as well. The toll-free number where you can actually talk to a human being in this country, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and they'll take care of you that way as well. Doc Wallach comes on the program once a month. They love Coast to Coast. They sponsor it, and we have partnered with them to get you the information to help you out. We'll be back with final calls. And this is our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And so make the phone call or the tweet or the text, and we'll get right to you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with our sponsor and partner, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And let's go to the phone. Sharon from Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been waiting for a long time. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you, George. You really care for people like me. I mean, I'm one of those that will qualify for your program when you get it.
Great.
I just live on a fixed income, and that's why I've never called about the supplements. I know I don't have the money for them, but I'd like to see if I could get, if there's any help for me, if I have the money.
Well, and hopefully this program will be up and running, Sharon, in a couple months, and we'll be able to help you out. But what kind of question do you have for the doc?
Well, I have, right now I've had diabetes, and I have congestive heart failure, and I'm obese, and I was wondering about the congestive heart failure. My legs right now and feet are so swollen.
Okay, well, let's see. When you say you're obese, how much do you weigh?
400 pounds.
And how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay. Did you play volleyball or basketball as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Basketball.
So you weigh 400 pounds now. Do you ever have any skin problems, any rosacea, dry skin, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
No, I have dry skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you ever have any respiratory problems, such as asthma or bronchitis?
Never did. Just heart failure.
What about bowel problems? Do you ever have any, like, constipation, diarrhea, your painful appendicitis, anything like that?
I had constipation as a kid a lot.
I'm sorry, say again?
Constipation as a kid.
Oh, constipation, yeah. Yeah, you have a gluten intolerance, and you have an absorption problem. Now, you can absorb calories. Sugar is only 5 carbons long or 6 carbons long. The nutrients necessary to prevent obesity are very big, and so you're not able to absorb the nutrients, and so you can absorb the calories. That's what drives you to be a 400-pound person. And 6 foot tall, a girl, I'd like to see you weigh 175, 185, so we need to lose about 225. And that's very easy, okay, because it is a nutritional deficiency problem. And you don't even have to exercise. You can lose weight. Ideally, you would have 4 healthy brain and heart packs per month, one at breakfast, one dose of everything at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and at bedtime. But if that's, like you say, it's a financial burden to you, and you have diabetes, correct?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a life-threatening thing. And so I would work on 2 things right now. I would work on the diabetes, and I would work on the weight. And so here's what I would do. It might cost you, your body weight and everything might cost you as much as $700 a month to take the proper things. But if we just get you down to the secret sauces for the diabetes, just take the Sweeties, and that'll help you lose weight too. Take the Sweeties. If you can take 2 of those bottles a month, and that would allow you to take 3 Sweeties at breakfast and 3 at dinner time. You really need 12 a day instead of 6, but let's start with 3 Sweeties at breakfast, 3 at dinner time. That would be a full 6 a day, 2 bottles a month. I would also have you take, for the obesity, 1 dropper bottle a month, what we call ASAP. It's a weight loss accelerator, and it's a liquid, and you put a full dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. That is... And leave it absorbed through oral tissues. Don't swallow it. And so it'll be 1 dropper full under your tongue, 30 minutes before each meal. You really need 4 dropper bottles per month, but let's just start out with 1. And then 2 bottles of Sweeties. And then no grains. No grains whatsoever. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. No rice. No potatoes. I just want you to eat steamed vegetables and fish. Steamed vegetables and poultry. Steamed vegetables and eggs. Steamed vegetables and red meat. And your portions... should be, you know, your meals should be the size of a coffee cup saucer, okay? Then another thing you can do, instead of eating meals, we actually have what we call the keto caramel shakes, okay? Keto caramel shakes, you could have 1 of those twice a day, even say 3 times a day. And there are the keto caramel meal replacement bar. And you can have that bar at lunch and breakfast, and then have a shake with a couple of eggs in it at dinner time, and all your supplements.
And what I'm going to do, Doc, Sharon, I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give Tom your address. I'm going to send you the Sweeties to get you going, because it's going to take us a couple months to go to get the GoFundMe program going. And between Doc and I, we'll help you out.
Absolutely.
The clock is ticking for you, and let's get you taken care of fast. So Tom will get the address, and we'll get some stuff out to you. Let's go next to, whose turn is it here? It's Donna in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Norrie, Dr. Wallach. I have been wanting to talk with you for a while.
Great.
I have a blood platelet problem that I've been dealing with for 4 years.
Too many or too few?
I keep getting tested regularly.
Too high or too low, Doc?
Too low. Went from 13 at one point. It's now about 44,000.
Okay.
Too high. They're not giving me any solutions to anything.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you have any arthritis or osteoporosis?
No.
Nope.
No. That's a no? Okay.
That's a no.
Okay, do you have any skin problems? Any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
Cellulitis.
Okay,
cellulitis. Okay. And do you have any history of respiratory problems, asthma, bronchitis?
Yes. Well, I've secondhand smoke as a child, so I've had constant sinus and upper respiratory my whole life, and I have problems.
Well, I believe your basic root problem is a gluten problem. You're not able to absorb nutrients to give your bone marrow what it needs to make proper amounts of platelets. And how old are you?
69.
Okay.
Going on 28.
Okay, and so at 69, it's very common people have osteoporosis. You don't necessarily have to have pain or restricted motion, but what happens is, again, I talked about this earlier in the show, where you can actually have the bone marrow cavity begin to fill up with this bone matrix, and it squeezes out the cells that make platelets. And so sometimes you have too many platelets, sometimes you'll have not enough. It might rise up and down, or sometimes you have just this gradual, slowly going away, okay? And this would be my bet. And so you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then you weigh again how much?
Well, my ideal weight is 138, but this is my second thing I was going to call you about. I'm now up to about 210 pounds as a result of terrific swelling in my stomach.
It's very typical of gluten intolerance, where you can absorb calories, but you can't absorb the nutrients, which just makes it more complicated. So you need to stay away from, again, no fried foods, no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And I would have you take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's a full dose of everything at breakfast, full dose of everything at dinner time. And I would go ahead and get two large bottles of what we call glucogel capsules. Take 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And that's going to support and promote maintenance repair of bones, cartilage, ligaments, tendons. And the idea is to rebuild the bones so that bone matrix slowly leaves the bone marrow cavity. And then because you should weigh 135 pounds, you need to lose 75 pounds maybe.
Right. I'd go... But this is all swelling. This is not from weight. I don't have to eat anything, and I'm constantly blowing up since they gave me IV penicillin derivatives in the hospital when I told them I'm seriously allergic to penicillin.
Okay, so you're saying the extra 75 pounds is fluid?
I don't know what it is at this point. I'm constantly blowing up. I don't have to eat or do anything, and I'm constantly swelling up.
Yeah, no, okay. It's got to be fluid.
When I go to the bathroom, I swell up. If I don't go to the bathroom, I swell up. If I get up in the morning, I swell up. If I'm not eating anything or I'm fasting, I swell up.
No, wait a minute.
A lot of intestinal problems.
Swell up, are we talking about bloating belly? Like you look like you're pregnant, or are you talking?
Kung Fu Panda right now, and I've got this flab in my arms, upper arms that I've never had before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds like what happened to Jerry Lewis, Doc.
Mm-hmm. So. I want you to be grain-free, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, okay? Grain-free, no potatoes, just steamed vegetables and eggs and sea vegetables and meat and sea, okay? But then I also want you to, because you're having all this swelling, I want you to go to the, and you don't have diabetes, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I want you to take either the keto caramel meal replacement bars, one with each meal, and that'll be your meal. And then for breakfast or lunch, whatever you want to have for a big meal or dinner, have the keto caramel shake or smoothie.
I have milk intolerance.
And I want you to put 4 eggs in there.
Raw.
Okay. And the increased protein, if it's fluid, the increased protein will help you lose the fluid. If it's actual weight, because of the calories restriction in this diet, in the smoothie and the food replacement bars, meal replacement bars, you will lose weight. But I also want you to get one bottle of that dropper bottle of the ASAP. It's an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. Put a dropper full under your tongue, 30 minutes for each meal. and you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, okay, whether it's fluid or actual flesh, fat under the skin, either way. You'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day after
that's pretty good.
About a week. Now, as long as you're taking those two healthy brain and heart packs a month, it's a healthy way to lose weight. You do not need to exercise. If you want to walk around the block a little bit at normal pace, that's fine. But don't go to a gym or a fitness center and work out and be a gym rat and all that kind of stuff. It won't really do you that much good. All kinds of studies show that exercise will not make you lose weight. In fact, it can make you actually gain more weight.
Make sure, folks, when you call Doc Wallach, you have a pad and a pen with you, because he gives you a lot of information that you might not catch and capture. So just jot these things down as he talks to you. And then, again, you can also call 855-949-7234. They're not as qualified as the doc. They're not doctors, but they will give you advice. And the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, you have our final text or tweet for the night for the doc.
We do, and it is a tweet. It says, "Hey, Doc, is taking pills that help you lose weight bad for you?"
Well, losing weight either through medication or a supplement program without the nutrients is potentially dangerous. That's why I always make sure that if people need to lose weight, that they take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, to give their genes, DNA, and RNA, and telomeres everything they need to do their job, to maintain and repair everything in your body, whether it's blood vessels, your heart, tendons, ligaments, bones, muscles, skin. And people lose 200, 300, 400 pounds, and they don't have to have any surgery to deal with the wrinkled skin, because if you're taking the nutrients, the skin tones up around your arms and your trunk and your legs as you lose the weight. The skin tones up, so you never have to have the surgery, which people do if they just lose weight by gastric bypass or taking pills, pharmaceuticals. And I prefer using nutrients to pharmaceuticals. And again, you can use the ASAP as an accelerator to lose weight faster, a half a pound to 2 pounds a day rather than pharmaceuticals. It's much safer, and it goes along with the nutritional program.
What do you think of that operation where they staple your stomach?
Yeah, stomach stapling, stomach bypass. Again, I see literally thousands of those people a year where they're really malnourished, because when you restrict our diet just by volume, by making the stomach smaller, you also get nutritional deficiencies, because there's very little nutrition in food. So if you need 20 pounds of food to get all your nutrients, and you're cutting yourself down to a cup of food a day, you're not getting enough nutrients to maintain yourself. So you do have to consciously supplement seriously. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Those devices and procedures without a good supplemental nutritional program for life is very dangerous.
It's got a first-time caller, Josh, in Oregon. Welcome to the program, Josh. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, Josh. Thanks.
So I have I don't know if you call it food allergy or what. I've had multiple doctors really tell me VA has been unable to help. But when I came back from Afghanistan deployment, occasional foods, well, not occasional, like bananas and eggs, which I love for protein, they make me instantly want to vomit, sick, certain meals. It's like instant.
Do you use salt at all?
What's that?
Do you use salt? Do you salt your food? Sodium chloride?
No.
Okay, well, that's your problem. When you don't salt your food, and salt is the raw material for your chief cells in your stomach to make stomach acid. If your pH in your stomach is too high, if you're moving towards neutral, pH of 3, 4, 5, neutral being 7, most acid being 1, you want your stomach environment to be 1.2. You want it to be really acid. It keeps it sterile. When you get up to 3, 4, 5, moving towards 7, yeast and bacteria grow in there. And as soon as you take in carbohydrates, whether it's a banana or grain like rice or potato or fiber of any kind like salad, those yeast and bacteria in your stomach will ferment these carbohydrates and fiber and sugars into gas, and you will get reflux. This should be called lack of acid reflux. Many people call it acid reflux, which is incorrect.
Is that also vomiting?
It'll cause vomiting, yep.
Huh,
and okay. So basically what you want to do is, again, salt your food to taste and then triple it, okay, to help you make that stomach acid. We also have, you want to take the 90 essential nutrients, particularly since you were deployed. You want to take the 90 essential nutrients because the government doesn't give any vitamins and minerals. What do you weigh, sir?
But the healthy 215. I'm under 10% body fat.
215.
Okay, so 215. So you want two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I would also take our Slender FX shake, but I would put the eggs in there, make it with heavy whipping cream or half and half. And I would also take our Slender FX, our Ultimate Enzymes. That's what we want, Ultimate Enzymes. Go ahead and take the Ultimate Enzymes. Take two minutes to 5 minutes for each meal with a couple ounces of water. And then I would also throw in our peppermint oil from our Ancient Legacy Aromatherapy Oil Division. Put, say, 5 drops of our peppermint oil in our True to Life peppermint tea, our detoxing tea, and sip on that with the two of the Ultimate Enzymes, starting 2 minutes before your meal, all through the meal, and it'll stop the reflux and the vomiting and the bloating and gas and burping and belching and all that kind of stuff. That's the peppermint oil and the True to Life herbal tea, detox tea, and you will see a miracle happen.
Doc, what do you think of probiotics?
We have a great, if he wants probiotics, and that can be wonderful too. That works in the intestines. And then I would take that between meals, so you're not taking your Ultimate Enzymes with the stomach acid in it. You want to take our probiotics in between meals. We have one called Root Beer Belly. It tastes like a root beer float, and it's a sprinkle. You just tear the end off and put one or two of those, and I start out with one before each meal, a little like half teaspoon contents of those little pouches.
Can you drink it?
It's called Root Beer Belly. It's actually a sprinkle. You could put it in water and drink it if you want. It'll go soluble because it is the normal bacteria. Kids love it. And so the kids that have gluten problems and they have diarrhea and so forth or constipation, they just love that Root Beer Belly.
All right, next up, we're not going to have time for any more calls, Doc. We're out of time, my friend. Keep in touch with us, Doc. We'll see you next month again. Okay. I can't believe how fast this year is going, huh?
Well, thank you so much, George. Thank you, Tom. You guys are wonderful. Keep up the great job. We all love you.
Dr. Joel Wallach, and again, criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a little link there if you are interested in setting up your own business as a wholesaler. You go ahead and take a look at that as well. Their toll-free number, there are people there now to help you, as Doc has been helping people. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Now, when I come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we're going to be talking about monsters and creatures. That's right. And by the way, thank you for all of you who sent in stories for our Halloween night Ghost to Ghost show. Tom is now sorting through them, and soon he will get back to you and try to get you set up for that program as well when we do Ghost to Ghost.